thanks for calling Customer Support. It's Lisa speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, this is Linda Hawthorne. I just did a customer survey for the United States Postal Service, and it gave me a gift, and I ordered the smartwatch. But when I went to check, it's a complete order, and when I went on it, it overcharged me a $14 something fee for a lifetime warranty. I did not order that. So what do I do?
Yes, ma'am. Can I get your zip code?
32565.
Can you get your first and last name?
Linda, L-Y-N-D-A, H Hawthorne, H-A-W-T-H-O-R-N-E.
Yes, ma'am. Can I get you to verify the address for me?
5027 Neil Jones Road, J, Florida, 32565.
One moment, okay? Let me look into your account.
Certainly.
Yes, ma'am. How can I help you? You wanted.
I just want the watch. I didn't want the lifetime warranty.
One moment, okay? Let me speak to my supervisor.
Certainly.
Okay, ma'am, I'm able to refund you 50% of that $14.95.
Why 50%? I did not order that.
Yes,
I did not click on that.
Hold a moment for me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, I was able to get that $14.95 refunded back to you. You can expect your refund in 3 to 5 business days, depending on the bank. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, ma'am. I don't know why it's charging people that when you don't even click on it.
Yes, ma'am. It was just a lifetime warranty.
I know, but that's $15, basically, so...
Yes, ma'am. Well,
I
was
know.
Able to refund
okay.
it to you. Is there anything else I'm happy with today?
No, thank you for doing that.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for calling Customer Support. You
have
a good day now. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.